As they remember the dead, the people in and around Sutherland Springs are taking care of each other. Laura Morales made sandwiches for people. Ronald Morrison brought venison sausage and flowers. The people we're going to hear from in this next story had something more somber but practical to offer, a final resting place for those who were killed. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Tiffany Sublett and Trey Ganim are sitting in front of a computer about 2 hours away from Sutherland Springs in another tiny Texas town.
Yeah, click on that one.
This one?
Uh-huh.
On the screen in front of them is a purple rectangle, swooping musical notes, and the name of a little girl. What they need is a picture of a cat.
She had a little black and gray kitten, so it's kind of like what you're looking at there. Let me see here.
Ganim builds customized caskets designed to represent and celebrate a person's life. In his shop in Edna, there are rows of incredibly detailed ones. There's a Texas state flag. Another is shaped and painted like a bright red 57 Chevy with working headlights. On a rolling cart is a small casket, not yet fully assembled, painted a dazzling, sparkling pink.
Dad asked for a princess for his daughter, and then the other daughter loved music and cats, so...
So, they're looking for pictures of both. After the shooting, Ganim offered free caskets to the families. It's about 2 degrees of separation here in South Texas, so he knows a number of people in Sutherland Springs, some who went to the church.
I won't say names of stuff for them, but yes. San Antonio.
They got 8 orders at first, and the phone just keeps ringing.
Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Here, I'll let you.
Sutherland Springs Funeral Home Director.
It's the Sutherland Springs Funeral Home Director.
This is Trey.
Another 4 caskets are needed. Thousands of dollars, normally.
Yes, ma'am.
Sublett writes down the names of the victims, the colors, and the things that they loved.
Does she have a certain character on My Little Pony that's her favorite?
It goes on like this for a while, and honestly, it's really hard to hear. After she hangs up, Sublett says it's hard for her, too.
So I have a 2-year-old son, and I'm pregnant. So, it's all sad. It's tragic and how the small children that were gone and the stories you just hearing and talking to the families, it's definitely emotional.
It's that way for everybody at the shop. Kenneth Burnett and Maggie Rivera are sanding a casket, readying it for a pink camouflage paint job.
We're all here for the same reason, but, you know, to help, to at least bring some heat. I don't want to say peace, but at least bring
joy.
Yeah.
Joy. Maggie's husband, Michael Rivera, is in a loud room in the back of the shop painting casket handles. Normally, Rivera paints cars for a living, but he and his wife decided to drive down from San Antonio after they saw the news and heard that Ganim was offering free caskets. Michael grew up in Sutherland Springs, and they have an 18-month-old son, 1 month older than the youngest victim of the shooting.
My son has the same exact toy that they're going to put with one of the caskets, and it's kind of eerie, sad.
But being here, he says, volunteering his time and knowledge helps, and hopefully it will ease some of the grief that the families are experiencing, and it will do the same for them. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Edna, Texas.